بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Tonight in the Tarawih Salah, the 23rd juz of Quran was recited, mashallah, and beautifully recited. The 23rd juz contains Surah Yasin, followed by Surah Safat, Surah Sad, Surah Zumar. And like the entire Quran, every ayah is worth spending hours understanding and appreciating and explaining. Hence there are many significant verses that were recited tonight. Verses in Surah Yasin, verses in Surah Safat, etc. But I would like to speak on one aspect that was recited in Surah Safat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Yunus alayhi salam. We are all aware, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam was swallowed by the fish or the whale. And he remained in the belly of that fish for many days. So while mentioning his incident, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions what was the nemesis, what was the reason, the cause for his salvation from the belly of that fish. Why was he saved? Why was he rescued? Why was he removed and then thrown back onto shore? فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ If it wasn't for the fact that he was from those who were الْمُسَبِّحُونَ means those who recite tasbih. If it wasn't for the fact that he was from those who recited tasbih, لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ He would have remained in the belly of that fish. He would have remained in that predicament of his, in that problem of his. إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ Till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of resurrection. The ulama explain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here highlights that by virtue of the tasbih, through the barakat of the tasbih, tasbih could be physical, subhanallah, or like has come in other verses, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. But tasbih is also a short form to refer to nafil salah. Many places in Quran, when tasbih is mentioned, then it refers to salah. So it could be salah, or it could be the physical dhikr of tasbih, like لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighting? That Nabi Yunus alayhi salam began to recite tasbih, or he began to recite La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Was it that he was reciting this in the belly of the fish? So the ulama explained that in light of other riwayat, in the light of explanations of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the actual meaning is the fact that Yunus alayhi salam, before this predicament had befallen him, before he fell into this problem, he was from those who used to engage in nafil salah, nafil ibadah, or make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when this calamity befell him, he continued making the dhikr. But through the barakat of his dhikr, and what he had, so to say, stored up in his account in advance, that is what helped him on this rainy day, like we say. You know, we say, save up for a rainy day. This concept applies here as well. That in terms of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of our ta'alluq with Allah, our turning to Allah, our dua, our ibadah, our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is not reserved and should never be only reserved for the days of difficulty. We find that many a times when a person, you know, is going through some hardship, then he spends more time in the masjid, he makes longer dua. And definitely this is what is wanted, that at the time of need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the focus is that even before the need comes, even before the difficult days befall a person should be spending that lengthy moments in dua. He should be spending his time in additional ibadah and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because through the barakat of that, when he does make dua during the times of difficulty, his dua will be readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His dua will be more swiftly accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif mentions, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Introduce yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the times of prosperity and ease. Introduce yourself to Allah. In other words, maintain that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read that additional tasbihat. Read your salah. Make the dua. Read nafil salah. Give charity on normal days of your life. At the time when there is no takleef, there is no difficulty. Then, يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Allah will recognize you in the time of difficulty. Allah will recognize every person, whether he remembered Allah prior to that or not. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worded himself like this for our understanding. Introduce yourself to Allah before the difficulty befalls you. So if any difficult and any calamity does befall us, then at that time if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your call will be recognized more quickly. In other words, more readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif mentions, مَنْ أَحَبَّ يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. That person who wants that his du'as be accepted during the times of difficulty, then he should make excessive du'a. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively in the times of ease and prosperity. In the time when he is not suffering in any way, then too do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, mashallah, have the habit of being in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading their nafil salat, whether it is the tahajjud, the ishraq, chas salat, salatul duha, in addition to the farz salat. Many people have the habit of giving nafil sadaqah, spending time in dua, under normal circumstances. And that is the message of this verse that was recited this evening. That start doing this now, so then when the time of real need arises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove you from that difficulty. Like Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Allah says, if it wasn't for this, then he would have remained there, ila yawmi yub'athun. He would have remained in the belly of the fish till the day of Qiyamah. His call would have not been answered. So we should always have something stored in the bank. We would have all heard the famous incident of the three people in the cave. That there were three travelers who were going together and the weather had changed. So they took refuge and shelter in a cave. And whilst they were in that cave, there was a rock slide and the door or the entrance of the cave was blocked with a huge rock. So now they were trapped inside the cave. And obviously, if they don't come out of there, then how are they going to survive? So they tried and tried to move that rock, and the rock didn't move. So then they thought of this idea. And they said, let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua and mention some good deed that you had done, some, you know, super deed that you had done in the past. Mention that in the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of that good deed, should remove us from this difficult condition. So each one of them began to make dua. The first person made dua that, oh Allah, I had elderly parents, and every day in the evening when I would return from the fields, then I used to milk our camels. I used to milk our camel, and first I would give my parents to drink the milk, and then I would give my family. But one night I came, it was late, and I was delayed, and my parents had fallen asleep. And I had wanted to first feed them before feeding my family. My children were crying by my feet, in other words, holding on to me and pleading with me to give them that milk. But I waited the entire night, I did not disturb the sleep of my parents. And in the morning when they had awoken, I first served them the milk, O Allah, and then I gave my family. O Allah, if this was done solely for your pleasure, and if this was accepted in your court, then I ask you that into the barakat of this, remove our difficulty. So after he made this dua, the rock moved, and they could see the sky. But it wasn't sufficient enough for them to exit the cave. So the second person made dua that, O Allah, there was a particular cousin of mine, female cousin, who I was very, you know, affectionate towards. I was attracted to her. And one day she was in difficulty. She needed some help, financial help. So she asked me for some money. So I gave her that money, but I told her on one condition. And the condition is that you allow me to sleep with you. So because of her dire condition, she had no other choice, so she agreed. So he says, I brought the money and I gave it to her. And then when I was with her alone, she began to cry. And then she tells me that, fear Allah, don't commit this wrong. Don't do this wrong unlawfully. Without marriage, we should not be doing this. So he says, oh Allah, I woke up at that moment. Out of fear for you, I left her with the money that I had given her. And I did not engage in that haram act. Oh Allah, if this was done only for your sake, and if you have accepted this, then through the barakat of this deed, alleviate our difficulty and move this rock from the entrance of the cave. Again, that rock moved a little bit more, but not sufficient for them to exit. And the third person mentioned a good deed that he had committed. And he says, oh Allah, I had somebody who was a laborer, he was an employee of mine, and by the end of the day or the end of his job, when I went to give him his due, which was a few grams of grains, he didn't take it, he left it by me. And he went away. So I took that and I reinvested it, meaning I planted it and I cultivated it. And as time went along, the entire valley was filled with animals. I managed to purchase animals and start that kind of farming. And the time came when this person then returned and he came to me and he said, oh slave of Allah, fear Allah and give me my due, my pay that I didn't take years ago. He came to claim it now. So then this person says, oh Allah, I told him that whatever you see in front of you is all yours. In this particular valley, all these animals belong to you, because it was something that was achieved through the appreciation of that person's wealth. So initially that person thought he was joking, and then this person convinced him and told him, no, it's all yours. And he took it all and he went. He never left anything. So this person making dua says, oh Allah, if you know that I have done this only for your sake, and if this was accepted by you, oh Allah, then through the barakat of this good deed, move this rock and remove us from this predicament of ours. And then that rock moved again. And that was sufficient for all three of them thereafter to exit the cave. It's the same lesson here, respected friends and elders. Gee, having been done good prior to the difficulty, being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having something stored up in the bank, and in actual fact here ulama explained that this is one method of dua. When a person is in extreme need, then sometimes he should make dua like this, and highlight a particular deed that he felt was something that he had done solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the best deed that he feels, you know, was really done with full sincerity, and make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of that amal of his. This is referred to as at-tawassul bil-a'mal, seeking intermediary, using some good deed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Presenting this good deed, oh Allah, this is what I can offer. This is what I can offer to get your mercy and to get your pity on me. And oh Allah, through the barakat of this deed, remove my difficulty, remove my suffering. Like we find many people do it the other way around, which is also one concept that is found in deen as well. And that is by taking a vow. When a person is in a difficulty, then many a times a person makes a vow with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, if you remove this taklif, if you remove this difficulty, then I will do certain good. You know, I will slaughter, for example, a cow, or so many cows, and feed the poor. Or I will fast for so many days. Or I will give so much of charity. Or I will go for hajj, or I will sponsor somebody for hajj or umrah, etc. People take vows that, oh Allah, if you remove this difficulty, then I will present a good deed in your court. And the lesson we get from tonight's tilawah and this incident which I quoted to you from Bukhari Sharif is to have that already in advance. To have that good deed ready in advance. So when the difficulty does befall any person, and Allah save us, Allah keep us in His afiyah and His protection. But that is the dunya, respected friends and elders. Gee, one day things are good, the next day things are bad, and then the phases keep on changing from good to bad, and bad to good, inshallah. So if a person is in a condition of need, then he already has these deeds and these good deeds and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that ta'alluq with Allah that he has created, that will help him quicker in his time of need. In some riwayat it is mentioned, when a person like this, who had the habit of turning to Allah all the time, when he is in difficulty and he makes dua, even the malaika recognize his voice. And they say, sawtun ma'rufun min adamiyyin ma'ruf. This is the voice, this is a familiar voice. We know this voice. Why do they know this voice? They know it because this person had the habit of always making dhikr of Allah, always making dua, always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under normal circumstances. So he has introduced himself to Allah. He has introduced himself to the malaika. So now when the time of need comes, even the malaika recognize that this is a familiar voice. We know this voice. And then they say, min adamiyyin ma'roof, a person who is known to us. كَانَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ فَأَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءِ. He used to remember Allah, he used to make dhikr of Allah. He was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of ease and prosperity. Now difficulty has befallen him. Now some calamity has befallen him. And then they also then thereafter turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah on his behalf. The angels also intercede on behalf of a person like this. And on the other hand, this riwayah mentions that if a person didn't have this habit, and when difficulty befalls him, and he makes dua, then the malaika say, صوتٌ مُنْكَرٌ مِنْ آدَمِيٍّ مُنْكَرٌ. We don't know this voice. From a person who is unknown to us, because he never introduced himself to the malaika. By engaging in good deeds and obedience of Allah, prior to the calamity befalling him. So they then abandon him and they don't intercede on his behalf. But obviously it is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This doesn't mean a person should lose hope. Never. Even if a person was completely disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever any difficulty befalls him, if he turns to Allah with yaqeen, making tawbah, etc., then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will undoubtedly hear his call. And Allah will accept. But we are saying that what will help a person quicker is for him to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in advance. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in these verses, that لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. So the ulama explained that before he ended up in the belly of the fish, he was a dhakir, and one who made excessive tasbih, or ibadat and nafil salah. And thereafter, once he woke up in the belly of the fish, he continued to do this. So he was from those who recited tasbih, and said, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين, during the time of difficulty as well. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala salvated him and saved him and rescued him from that condition. And then he lived for many, many more years. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires, Allah give us a tawfiq of understanding the importance of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of all those that are suffering throughout the globe. People here in our midst, people in our communities, people in our families, those that are ill, those that are sick, those that have any other difficulty and taklif. Some people, many people are in debts, many people are suffering breakdowns in relationships, marriages, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all His special mercies and His afiyah and divine protection at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.